This is Living the RV Dream, episode 260 for Friday, October 28th, 2022.
I'm riding in my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Hello, happy campers. Hello, fellow pelican heads and happy travelers around the world. Full-timers, part-timers, boondockers, van dwellers, weekend warriors, schoolie builders. Everybody, welcome. Today, coming to you from, even if you tent camp, hey, even if you fly places and stay at hotels, this is the RV Lifestyle Podcast, but we talk about travel in general, usually. And today I have a very special interview for you guys. We're going to do that in a little bit. But coming to you once again from the Flagami Studio here in Miami, Florida, at what I like to call also Pelican Headquarters. And today recording, actually, I got a new computer. So this is the first podcast recorded on the new Mac Studio. And so far, so good. I'm still getting used to having two large screens. You know, I've been working out of a laptop, you know, a MacBook Pro for so many years that now having all this real estate, I don't really know what to do with it, but stare at it. And I could have multiple windows, multiple things in each screen. It's going to be quite a change, but I think it is going to improve productivity a lot in the long run. And being able to edit and monitor what I'm editing in 4K, it's... that's going to be a game changer. And I'm already, you know, seeing ways where I can modify certain things to make it better, you know. And it's smooth as butter. It's always a new computer is going to run a lot faster than what you had before. So I'm very happy with that. And that's pretty much my one update for today. I'm going to jump right into this interview. And I think it's important because it's about mail forwarding. And as you know, it's especially for me, you know, this past trip was probably the longest I've been away. And not continuously, I did come back to Miami for 6 days. But the longest, I've been away from Miami for like 5 months in total. And, you know, a P.O. box is not going to hold your mail that long. So this is a mail forwarding service. And without further ado, here's the interview. All right, our host today is Bill Lensenmeyer with yourbestaddress.com. And as you all know, being on the road, sometimes receiving mail can be a challenge if you are a moving target around the country. And Bill has tell us about your company. I don't want to speak for you.
Sure. Well, thank you, Robert. I'm glad to be here. Your best address. We've been around since 2005. And we are what the post office refers to as a commercial mail receiving agency, a CMRA. And so what we do is our clients make us their address. All their mail, their packages come to us, and then we send it out to wherever they're at. So we can send out UPS, FedEx, DHL, US Mail, really all over the world. We have clients all over the world, but as far as people on the living on the road, we can send to campgrounds. We can send to a post office if you know you're going to be going through a town. Let's say next Friday.
Yep.
We'll send a general delivery, and you just show up with your driver's license and pick up your mail and move on. We can send it to your friends' houses. Hotels, really anywhere.
Mm. Now, being a part timer, as I said, is being a challenge for me. Receiving mail, and I noticed you are located in South Dakota, which is one of the great states to do this for several reasons. Now, do you have to go to? I know South Dakota is kind of out of the way. I mean, it's a beautiful state. I've been there, but do you have to go there to set up the service? Do you have to become a South Dakota resident or anything like that?
No. We can do everything online or over with email on the phone. The only reason you would have to come to South Dakota is if you chose to become a South Dakota resident. And to do that, you'd have to have an annual agreement with us. But we even help people register their RVs or trailers or vehicles in South Dakota. Even if they have an address somewhere else, we can help them set up. And that can all be done, again, over email or on the phone. And we have someone dedicated to doing that. His name is Carl. He's really, really good. So the only reason you'd have to come to South Dakota other than to see Mount Rushmore is if you wanted to become a resident.
Okay. That's good news. I recently bought a vehicle in South Carolina. And it was almost easier for me to move to South Carolina than to register that vehicle in Florida. It was so much paperwork and so many things. You know how the DMV can get. So I'm glad that you're helping people if they want to register in South Dakota, which I believe for tax reasons, right? It's one of the three states that people choose.
Right. So South Dakota is we have zero state income tax, so that's a good pull for some people. If they want to become residents of the state, we don't do vehicle inspections, unlike Texas. So that's an advantage that South Dakota has. We've got over 3,000 clients. Not that many, maybe less than 15%, actually either live in South Dakota or have come through South Dakota. Our clients will stop by the office if they're driving through on Highway 90 or Highway 29. They'll stop by and say hello, and we'll show them around and show them where their home is in the mailroom. So, most of our clients are. We've even got clients out overseas as well. So it's really a worldwide service.
Do you only do like forwarding, or do you do scanning or any other type of services like that?
We do have an in-house digital mail service. And so how that works is as your mail comes in, we scan an image of the outside of the envelope or the box, and then you will get an email that says, this is the mail that you have, and you choose what you want us to do with it. We can either shred it, or hold it, or forward it on to you, or in some cases, clients want us to open the mail and scan the contents. Oftentimes, if there's a doctor's letter or a lawyer's letter they're waiting for, we can get their mail to them right away. We have one client, I've got a picture of his boat up on our wall in the lobby, but he lives on the West Coast. And when he gets into a port and he hooks up with their internet, he gets a download of all his mail. He knows exactly what he's got. Mm-hmm. And then he'll email us, and we'll usually send it UPS, either second day or ground, out to that marina. And boom, he's got the mail that he wants.
Yeah, a little bit too. That is perfect. Especially right now, we're recording this in late October, and 90% of my mail is political propaganda. So right now, you wouldn't want to forward all that stuff. You were talking about you shipping internationally as well. How does that work? I'm sure most of your clients are snowbirds. Can you be someone from Canada and use your service as well?
Absolutely. We have a lot of clients in Canada, and so we'll send their mail up to them in Canada. There are a couple of big expat communities in Mexico, and if you go there, you'll see most of the vehicles have South Dakota license plates on them. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of clients that live down in Mexico. In that case, we can either send it, for instance, DHL is a good international carrier. They'll go to Mexico pretty well. So will UPS. And there are some people that will go up to a border town to collect their mail. So they'll have their mail sent UPS to a UPS store
In Laredo or one of these places.
Right. Exactly. So, we try to be as accommodating as possible. You can be on your own schedule. If you want your mail sent out every week or once a month, or we get people that every 3 months or so, they want their mail sent, and so we'll forward it on to them.
Which is convenient because sometimes, especially if you're a part-timer, sometimes I'm on the go like for a month, 2 months, you know, like not spending a significant amount of time anywhere. And then I just stop at some point in the country, spend a couple of weeks, and that would be the ideal to receive the mail. Do you have any time limit or time commitment? Like, could I sign up for a couple of months and then cancel, or do you need to have a certain length of time?
So for our snowbirds, our people that go out just for a few months at a time, the minimum we do is 3 months. And our rates start at $17 a month. So it's pretty affordable. We ask when people sign up that they put $50 into a postage escrow account. And as they get their mail sent out, the postage escrow gets depleted. They can get on the website or call the office and add some postage funds to it. If somebody signs up for, say, 3 months, they're going to go just, you know, on the road in the wintertime, and they want to extend that, they can do that. It's not a problem. And how that works is people will do a temporary change of address with the post office. Their mail will start coming to us, and then they hit the road, and then we can send it out. You know, we get people that say, I've been bugging my neighbor for years to send my mail to me, and I think they're tired of doing that, or my kids are tired of sending our mail to us. So so we'll do it. And really, the advantage for the post office is the post office will send just your first class mail to just one location. Okay, so if you're on the road for 3 months and you're moving around to different campgrounds or different towns, we're able to follow you wherever you go.
Yeah, that'll work. Would it be a physical address or like a P.O. box that you would give your client?
We have what's called a personal mailbox, a PMB, and the post office considers us a physical address. So it's not a P.O. box. It's a physical street address.
Yeah, I know some people, some companies would not ship to a P.O. box. It has to be a physical address.
Correct.
So that is important. Do you offer any discounts for like long-term clients or something like that? Or
the discounts that we do is if you're military or ex-military.
Okay.
We add a month to your service if you have an annual contract. So if you have an annual contract, everyone who pays for 12 months gets 13 months of service right off the bat. So that's a little discount. But if you're military or ex-military, you get an extra month added on. And if you are a Family Motor Coach Association, FMCA member, you'll get an additional month added on. So people can get up to 15 months of service for paying for 12. Yeah. Which is a pretty good deal.
Yeah, that's a good deal. And you're working with the FMCA, right? You are part of their.
We have partnered with the FMCA for years now, and we go to their big shows. The next big show is in Perry, Georgia in March, and we'll be there. We'll have a booth. We were in Tucson, Arizona this last spring, and it was a lot of fun. It's a great show, and it's a pretty neat organization. So
Yeah, now that they accept trailers, I might join after so many years, you know, because they used to be motor coaches only.
Well, it used to be motor coaches only, and we also offer a discount for FMCA members that we charge a fee to help people register their vehicles, okay? Mm-hmm. If you are an FMCA member, that first vehicle registration, we don't charge our fee. And that more than pays for your annual membership to FMCA. So if someone's looking at becoming a client of ours and they want to register a vehicle, it just makes a lot of sense to go to FMCA, sign up with them. We'll get your FMCA number when you sign up, and you'll get your first vehicle registration fee waived.
Yeah. Well, Bill, thank you so much. I might be a client in the near future for my next long-term trip because
give us a try.
So far, you know, it's big, a little bit of a challenge with setting a vacation hold, but they don't hold it for 3 months at a time, like which is like usually the time that we travel, you know, around the country. You know, if you're gonna go to California or the West Coast, you know, you might as well spend 2 or 3 months on the road, you know, not to rush it. So
oh, yeah, absolutely.
I might be in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, right?
We are in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and we're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Our website, yourbestaddress.com. People can get on and they can sign up on the website, and we get you your mailbox assigned, you know, within a day or so, and get you on the road. So it's a great way to work.
Wonderful. Thank you, Bill. It's been great chatting with you. And once again, yourbestaddress.com would be the best place to find you. And
absolutely.
Well, thank you.
And well, thank you, Robert.
No, you're very welcome. I'll see you on the road.
Okay. Thank you. Take care.
Well, there you have it, yourbestaddress.com. I might go by Sioux Falls and visit at some point, and I might definitely. Robert, learn how to speak. I will most likely sign up for their services when we go out west again. As you know, I have the first half of next year kind of planned out that way, in a way that I'm gonna be away for a month in January, February-ish, a month and a half. Then I'm thinking a month in Europe, then a couple months in Alaska. And a service like this could be invaluable because, you know, you can set up on your trip, you know, a way for you to stay static at an address where you can receive stuff. And then you tell them, hey, send me all the stuff that you have accumulated to this place. And that's pretty much it. I wanted to talk a little bit about Kansas City because I've been editing that video. In fact, that's the video that is coming out this Sunday. And I can't help but reiterate what a great city that was and what a great time we had in Kansas City. And for the most, you know, aside for the expressways or freeways, as you call them out west, they are a little bit confusing. Even for the GPS, the Google lady was like, you know, like she says, at the fork, stay right at the fork. But then once you reach the fork, you were supposed to stay left. I mean, it's one of those. But other than that, and if you go to Kansas City barbecue, we really enjoy that Jack Stack barbecue and, you know, riding the streetcar. You know, has decent public transportation, at least on the route that that streetcar goes. And, you know, that Union Station, the World War One Memorial. We didn't go to the museum, but the memorial itself, just for the views, is fantastic. And the highlight for us was the Steamboat Arabia. And, of course, it is a museum. It is a steamboat that sank, I believe it was in the late 1850s. And you know, it's like a time capsule because, of course, the river changed course and what was underwater at some point, they had to excavate it from under a farm. You know, it was so well preserved in the, you know, in the mud. I mean, and it was like a cargo ship, right? Like what nowadays would be considered like a cargo container ship at the time, you know, transporting stuff to the frontier, to the west. But you have like this sheer amount of like boots and clothing and you know, plates, you know, like silverware or you know, all kinds of different stuff. So well preserved as if they were made yesterday. And of course, you learn about the history and all that, you know, everything that happened. And I fully recommend that museum, which in fact, I believe they're going to change it soon. They're planning to build it like in the middle of nowhere, which I think would be a loss. But they're building the great the Riverboat Museum, the National Riverboat Museum. And they're going to combine the Arabia with other river boats they have unearthed. I don't know how I feel about that. I really like having this great museum about the one ship in downtown, you know, in the middle of downtown Kansas City. We went to the TWA Museum as well. That was a little bit underwhelming. I had heard about it in a podcast and I wanted to see it. And there's another airline museum, another aviation museum right there on the downtown airport that we want to visit the next time we go. But We really enjoyed our time there. That's the video that is coming out this Sunday. Do not miss it. I mean, there's a Lewis and Clark portion, but it's like 5 minutes at the beginning. Because at the time Lewis and Clark arrived there, at the confluence of the Kansas and the Missouri, which nowadays is called Cop Point, there was no city, there was nothing. I believe they did say this would be a good spot to have a fort. But that's all they really did there, and spent 3 or 4 days just drying things off and repairing stuff. But that was it. So there are really not too many other Lewis and Clark points of interest in Kansas City proper, except for that car point, which has it's not even a sculpture; it's like a metal cutout of Lewis and Clark. And of course, when we were there, someone thought it would be funny to make Lewis and Clark anatomically accurate with spray paint. So I had to blur those out. But other than that, it was a great experience. We're going to listen to some of your voicemail now, and then, until next week.
Hi, Robert. It's Dylan here from the Bear Crawler area. I have a few questions today. My first question is, if you do at one point visit Japan, are you planning to visit Hiroshima? Yes, and my second question is, if you do go to Europe next spring, would you visit Vienna, Austria? Yes, and my final question is there were to be a live concert again in November, would you sing Closer by the Pain Smokers? Yeah. And today is Thursday, October 27th, the day the podcast is being recorded. And you'll be hearing this, it'll be tomorrow morning. So, see you guys at the live stream at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central. So, have a wonderful day and have a nice day. Bye!
Hey, Dylan, thank you for your message. And, well, about Benitini Lounge, there's not going to be one this Saturday. I'm not going to do one. I'm going to do one sometime next month, early next month. The Chainsmokers, I don't know, man. We'll see. We'll see about that. About Vienna, I would love to go to Vienna ever since I saw that movie Amadeus, based on a novel about the life of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, the musician, the composer. I've wanted to go there, and one of these days we'll go to Vienna and visit that part, Vienna, Bratislava, all the cities nearby, Austria, of course, Germany. It would be cool to visit that part of the world altogether, but not on this trip. I want to stick to Western Europe on this trip, and we'll do Vienna on another trip. How about that? And what was the other one? Oh, about Japan. Japan looks like this small group of islands right there off the coast of China and the Pacific. But it's not small at all. If you superimpose Japan on top of the United States, it's north to south. It's a huge distance. So I don't know how much I'm going to be able to cover. I haven't done any research on Japan. That's still a couple of years away. Definitely Tokyo, you have to visit. I do believe they rent you. You can rent like a small camper van, and travel around. But language is gonna be a big barrier. So I may not be able to do all that much independent travel in Japan. I hear they're the nicest people, but English is not widely spoken in the islands of Japan, so we'll see. I would love to visit. It's such an intriguing culture, and I definitely want to go. And we have another message, but it's kind of odd. I'm gonna play it anyways.
Mini Teeny Lounge Connect. Mini Teeny Lounge Connect.
I don't know. Maybe she thought she was talking to Siri, but in any case, the website, the SpeakPipe button will not connect you to the Minitini Lounge. For that, you go to my other channel, not my traveling rubber channel. The channel is called by my actual name, Robert Morales. And actually, I believe youtube.com/Robertico Music. That would be Robert ICO Music, which used to be my actual name. And there's even still floating around the RoberticoMusic.com website somewhere. That would be where you find the Minitini Lounge, all of them, and all the music that I've, you know, you have. There's videos from the 1990s there. So check it out. And that's it for this episode of the Living the RV Dream podcast. As always, thank you so much for listening. And see you on the road, because we are living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle, because I'm free in my RV. Oh, hold on. Stop the presses. One more thing. I want to play you a song, the newest rendition here. And this is a song is inspired in Kansas City. And it's still, of course, unfinished. But I want to share it with you guys. I'm kind of have this goal, which may not work this week, because this week I got the new computer and I'm so behind. But it is my goal to come up with some kind of tune, some kind of song for every episode, even though if it is like a partial thing, just something. And well, this song is about Kansas City, and the working title here, it's a working title. It's going to be called Middle City Blues. Without further ado. Middle City Blues.